through Friday at noon. It's now 1 p.m. Stay tuned for The Positive Mind coming up.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Positive Mind. I'm Kev O'Donoghue and this is The Positive Mind with Ben Starr, Kev O'Donoghue, trying to bring you some ideas, concepts, and guests, try and help you lead a more positively minded life. Today we have a great show for you. You know, Russell called in last week and he touched a nerve with us, and certainly with me. He mentioned Armand DeMille and you know how we would love to hear a little bit more of Armand DeMille. And when you think about it, Armand did probably over 1,000 shows.
At least.
At least 1,000 shows. With all of his breakthrough research about psychology that is, you know, still relevant today. I mean, neuroscience is very big in the field today. But Armand was bringing up neuroscience, you know, in the end of the 20th century.
I mean, I'm just thinking about the math of that, Kevin, from the early 80s to the late 90s. Or even the early 2000s. So for 20 years, he was doing 4 shows per week.
Right.
So that's 200 a year for 20 years. Yeah. So he probably did in excess of 10,000 shows.
Right. And we don't have all of them, but we have a lot of them. And you can go to thepositivemind.com if you ever, you know, to really hear his voice and really get some insights into some issues that you might be struggling with. Still relevant, still important. I listen to him for inspiration. More than anything these days, Ben. Yeah, he still has all that great stuff on personality, Enneagram, Gregoric, interpersonal dynamics, depression, men's series, etc. But really, I listen to him for inspiration. He was such a buoyant soul, which is hard to do when you listen to people who are suffering all day. And it was fascinating that he could stay cheerful and happy and at peace and calm.
I've always wanted to ask you that, Kevin. I mean, energetically, when you're working with people who are suffering and struggling so much, how hard is it to not absorb a lot of that stress and pain?
Yeah, I mean, you get better at it as you go along, and that's a really good question, Ben. It's not as hard as people think it is, because as therapists, we're trained to see beyond the suffering and hear beyond the suffering. I mean, often when I'm with a client, I'm trying to hold the healthy client in the room with me, along with them as they're suffering and what their suffering is. But, you know, sometimes at the end of a long day, you catch yourself unaware and you find yourself really with your shoulders slumped. And it can be, wow, how did that happen? I didn't know it took anything out of me today.
And I can imagine.
And it does. And it could. And, you know, Armand was notoriously difficult with the people he worked with and people around him, because he saved all his energy he said this on the air. I mean, he's really fessed up that, you know, I'm terrible with people around me because, you know, I take it all out on them. I save my patience and love and kind for the clients, because he knows the people working with him can take it, you know, could handle it. So, you know, he saved the best of himself for his sessions and for this show.
And I'm really glad, Kevin, that you had the idea to do the show, because we are coming up on the 3-year anniversary of Armand DeMille's death.
Yeah.
In fact, Friday, I believe.
It's the 22nd. So today,
yeah.
So Friday
will be 3 years to the day
right.
that Armand passed away. And, of course, we announced the news to the world on this show. Mm. Even people at WBAI did not know. And we felt that given the legacy and the following that Armand had on the radio and his years of work of helping people, of providing people with a lot of help and tools and information on the radio, that what better, more appropriate way to announce to the world that he had passed than to do it here live on the show, what happened 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, shortly before he did pass, one of his last wishes was to see not just the archive continue.
Mm-hmm.
He made arrangements so that the archive online would continue indefinitely.
Yes, he did.
Continue to be available.
He funded that.
He also wanted the show itself to go on.
Yeah.
And I think this was, The Positive Mind was Armand's baby. This was one of the things he was most proud of, most passionate about, most excited about, was the ability to reach so many people and help people and communicate with people and be a part of people's lives in a positive way through the show.
Yeah. He loved doing the show. And we saw him at the end with the last 6 months, you know, how he struggled with you know, his breathing, and he still wanted to do his show. He kept coming for his show, He gave me some of his clients, but he said, I'll take care of the show. You take care of the clients. So we wanted to bring to you some of, well, first of all, we want to bring you the voice. And I wonder what you hear in that voice. I mean, when you think about Armand, and again, you can go to thepositivemind.com and listen to any show you want, but it's the voice that people really talk about, that they really miss. Yes, the content of what he said, but it's the voice. And I wonder how that voice reaches you. We're going to be taking calls today, 212-757-5555. We want you to chime in on what that voice was for you. You know, Armand said when somebody dies, what's missing?
For me, it was a grandfatherly voice, a voice of wisdom and experience, you know, a voice that was teaching me, guiding me.
Yeah. For me, it was like acceptance. Armand had the width and the depth of his voice just sort of, and the buoyancy, again, that word comes to me. He was such a buoyant, that came through his voice that you felt, I felt at ease and accepted and safe. So we're going to play a couple of clips from Armand, but we do want to hear your calls, 212-757-5555. Russell, we're doing this for you. We thank you for making that comment last week. And we're really doing it for everybody because we know you miss him and you've called us and asked us to play more of him. And we do, but, you know, BAI is progressive radio and they want to move forward. And we are moving forward. We're trying to carry on as the Positive Mind with a positive psychology message. And do contemporary topics for you. So last week we talked about suicide and opioids and other things. So we're trying to keep doing that, and BAI is happy with that. But from time to time, we do want to hear from the master. So here we go. Let's listen to vintage Armand DeMille.
Hi there, friends. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. Trying to bring you today a gift in my absence. I thought I would give you something that you have never heard before. This is the work of a friend of mine, Dieter Mittelstein-Scheid from Germany, who went through a significant trauma in his life, where he was a psychiatrist and he lost his son. His son died. And at age 5, and Dieter asked the internal question of really going inside and trying to make sense out of life. And he spent a lot of many years in seclusion and ask some very important questions. So he wrote this very beautiful thing about love. He called it Love Reflections. Now, I could tell you that it took me forever to read and reread and reread this very long exploration about love and what love is. But there's something very significantly beautiful about it that if you listen to it only in piecemeal, it's okay. So here's what I figure. I figure today may be a holiday or no holiday for you. And you may have this on in the background, and if you want just the sound of my voice today with a little music, you've got that. And if you lose track of what I'm saying, it's all right. Just let it float past your brain, because something is going to come back to you. It's going to re-enter. This is really marvelous stuff, and it's so profound and so big that the mind sometimes just wants to escape it. I will do a little bit of editorializing as we go along, because this was originally written in German, translated into American English. And but it's exquisite. So here it is, my gift to you. Love Reflections, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
As spoken words, the following thoughts, descriptions, and insights have no value in themselves. But if we're interested in experiencing the essence of daily life in our inner and outer reality, then these may be stimulating or at least supportive words. A helpful attitude on this road is that of an explorer who has the curiosity of a child. We look into the unknown and we want to discover what is the truth. And in this case, what is the truth about what love is? What could mobilize our interest and the energy that is necessary to look at this with full attention? You know, it could be the love and beauty that touches us directly in moments of grace. For some time, they fill the brain with our fragrance and evoke the intent to become more awake when you're in love. Sometimes it fills you and you're willing to ask the question, what is love? But more often, our motivation comes from discontent and suffering. When we become aware that our unrealized ideals and hopes are illusions, when the condition of society and mankind touches us deeply, and when we're caught in fear, senselessness, and the nonsensical depth, there might be an inner push that encourages us at those moments to question everything and look anew. So how do we look? What is there to explore? Our theme today, my friends, is love itself. Now, I don't know what love is. We don't know what love is. We don't simply believe what other people tell us. We don't follow any outer authority. Therefore, we can only start with what is present in our consciousness now. I watch myself. I become fully aware of my feelings, thoughts, and actions. I watch the others, and I watch the world. You know, being an explorer, I don't judge. I look. I find out if I can see without judging. Being an explorer, I have no fixed expectations, only an intention. I am asking the question, what is love? Now, quite often I may get angry, scared, or depressed by what I see in myself and in other people. And through this, I realize that I react automatically to nearly everything. Therefore, my automatic reactions cloud my perceptions. Slowly, as I limit my automatic reactions, my self-awareness grows. And I come closer and closer to what is. The movement and contents and the qualities of my consciousness.
And we heard Armand talk so much about living in the moment and being in the present. That was the voice of Armand DeMille here on The Positive Mind. 99.5 FM on your dial. I'm Ben Starr here with Kevin O'Donohue as we remember and honor Armand DeMille in the 3-year anniversary of his death, which is this week. We're not going to be on the air, but we decided to just do a show just to remember him, honor him. We are taking your calls.
And it's this weather this time. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're taking calls at 212-757-5555. The number to call, once again, 212-757-5555. You were saying the weather.
Yeah, well, you know, when it got warm like this, I mean, I remember the day, you know, I remember when I got the word. And I was, you know, it was this kind of weather. And this weather will always mean something. I couldn't help but really be affected by Russell's request last week. And I thought, oh, it's the anniversary. So let's take one of our calls, Ben. You're calling 212-757-5555. That's 5-5s. But hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Off speaker. Hello.
Hello.
Off speaker.
Who's this?
Hi, it's Janine.
Hello, Janine.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, guys.
Oh.
Okay.
So
yeah,
what do you want to say about Armand?
Okay, well, Armand. I got to speak with Armand.
Yeah.
I can't say the exact date, but in 1999, there was an argument, dysfunctional family feud in my family, and I called Armand, on it, and such a humanitarian as he was, being a Pisces, which is part of being
a Pisces. We've got a lot of calls. I want you to break it down.
I'm telling you.
I want you to break it. I want to hear what he meant.
Yeah,
what he meant to you. He's a humanitarian.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what he meant to me, was a humanitarian.
Okay.
That's what he was. And he gave me good advice that it's family.
Mm.
And he reminded me that it's family. And then in 2010, when I had the opportunity to see my sister-in-law for a death in her family, I gave my condolences, and we've been together ever since. So Armand,
wow,
to me, is a humanitarian, and he was a Pisces, and that's part of that's a Pisces trait.
Humanitarian is a Pisces trait.
Yes.
What about his voice? What can you say about the voice?
Oh my God! Oh, you want the voice?
Yes.
The voice. Oh my God! Oh, just so. Oh, I got the chills just thinking about it. I just can listen to Armand. I got the goosebumps thinking right now as you just said,
Janine,
that.
Janine, you have a distinct voice too. We love you calling, so call us again. We have lots of calls today. Listen into the rest
of the
show.
Enjoy the day.
Thanks.
Thank you,
you
guys.
Too.
Thank you.
Bye.
212-757.
Chills when you hear that voice. He created calm with his voice right away. I mean, I could see him being a consolation to families, people in conflict. It's one thing to handle people who are really grieving and really going through a number of psychological issues and symptoms, but he made it safe. 212-757-5555 is the number to call. Russell, we want to hear from you. And, of course, all of New York folks, this is 3 years now. We are trying to keep this going. We are keeping this going. And the good news is we can always turn to Armand for inspiration. There is plenty of topics, plenty of things about mental health out there that, you know, this show could go on forever, 5 days a week, actually, talking about suicide last week, opioid addiction, bipolar disorder, body dysmorphic disorder, all types of, school shooters, etc. You know, we're keeping it on mental health. We have another call, Ben. Let's take it. Mark is on the line. Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Is line... Hold on 1 second.
Sure. Okay. Lots of calls. That's why we're not as smooth today. But we have a lot of you want to chime in about him. What about you, Ben? What do you most appreciate about him?
Armand was a mentor to me
in
many ways. Just telling me about life, specifically work on the radio. But it started as a work relationship, and it became a friendship.
Yeah.
You know, Armand would invite me over.
Yeah.
And we'd get some food, get some takeout food, watch TV, just talk about life.
Yeah.
And he, in many ways, like I said earlier, he was a grandfatherly figure.
Mm.
He sort of took me under his wing and just bestowed lessons upon me.
Yeah.
Very hard to explain, but
yeah,
all kinds of lessons, you know. And at the time when I started working for him, I was also working another job in a completely unrelated field. And he just gave me pointers and advice and tips on how to be with other people, how to be professionally, how to be within relationships in terms of family. He always had these little nuggets. You know, he said, never show up empty-handed.
Yeah.
One day when I showed up at his house, he said, well, what'd you bring me? I said, I didn't know you wanted me to bring you something.
Yeah.
He said, well, listen, never show up anywhere empty-handed. You don't have to do something fancy. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have to go crazy.
Uh-huh.
Just bring something, anything.
Snicker bar.
Even the smallest thing. And the next time I showed up, I brought him a bacon, egg, and cheese. No, a ham and cheese croissant.
Wow.
From a Chinese bakery downtown. And I'll never forget, he smelled it, and he had this satisfied look on his face. Mm. And then he took the bag, and he put it up to his ear like he was listening to it.
Really?
I don't know why. That just sticks out for me. I think we have Mark on the line. Mark, you there?
Yes.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, I just want to make it brief.
Sure.
I'm going to run off to work here in a minute. But, you know, while his voice is reassuring and comforting, it's like, you know, I don't miss it at all. What I miss is his good intentions and, you know, the fact that he brought up things for food for thought and to, you know, spark discussion. You know, I think that's a wonderful thing. I think what you guys are doing and his aftermath is great. You know, just to keep the dialogue going, I listen to it. I try to get something out of it right. when I listen to it. And I just wanted to mention something about the one thing that he had spoken about, the love excerpt thing there.
Yes, yes.
You know, it made me think about it a bit in terms of, well, what is love? Mm. And think about it. To me, it's undefinable. It's undefinable. It's something that just resonates like it was my best friend from college, you know, a few months ago. And, you know, I can't put into words how I feel. It's just the fact that I love the guy when we were together.
Right. I think, you know, and I think like the first words of the excerpt are, these words are of no value. So I think you're hitting on it. Words really don't cover it, right?
Right.
Right. Thank you for that. Thanks,
okay.
Thanks, Mark.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
thank
keep
you.
Listening.
Bye-bye. I will. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, we have to get away. I think what he was doing was showing that we need to get rid of what isn't love, right? You can't be loving someone or feeling love if you're not present.
212-757-5555 is a number to call. We have Rick on the line. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Much better today.
I
gotta say,
you like that voice,
Armand?
You like that voice? Tell me about the voice.
Yeah. It was so soothing, and just I guess in I don't know, just insightful. Yeah. You know, he. My situation was a horrible divorce. The situations leading to the divorce, I just couldn't understand. It didn't make sense to me why or how these things could happen. And I got a chance to speak to him again after his first bit of advice. And this was just before he had passed away. And I was shocked when I heard on the radio that day.
Wow, yeah.
But he had asked me what it was he said to me that made a difference. And I was so, I guess, nervous just speaking to him. I just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah.
And two things he had said, and it works for me to this day. He said, "Be in the now," which helped me see right then and there. Stop living in memories and so on and so forth.
Right.
And then he said, "You know, obviously you're a caretaker," and he said that people don't when people don't no longer need your help. You know, they have the right to say, thank you very much. I no longer need your help.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that lent clarity at that moment.
Yeah.
And I was able to pick myself up at that point and just move on.
Wow. Fantastic, Rick. Two little bits of information for you. Did he talk to you about the Enneagram? Because you sound like a number two in the Enneagram. I don't know.
Yes. Yes, he did. And he also recommended a HemiSync.
Yes, well, we still have that here at the center. You can call us and get an appointment for that if you want.
I most certainly will.
Rick,
and thank you. Yes,
Rick,
thank you.
We loved your call. Thanks. We have so many lined up today. We should do three shows on this, but thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Rick. 212-757-5555 is the number to call.
You know, he always said that, you know, the value in therapy can be 1 minute of an hour. You know, that the gem is buried inside that hour.
Absolutely.
And you just have to go find it. And so he found two gems, and I'm sure he had other things. One thing is that with Armand, it was just being in his presence. You felt bodily relieved. So if you were suffering from anxiety or depression or
Rick is absolutely right. One of Armand's biggest beliefs was the belief of being in the now, in the present moment.
Totally now.
And that was something he was a serious advocate for,
oh.
both on and off the air.
Yeah.
You know, he was in many ways off the air the same character in many ways.
I tell you, I took him to, you know, his doctor once, and we stopped in and had a bowl of soup. And as we're sitting there at the table, he's itemizing every piece of the soup. He says, too much salt. The celery is just right. The carrot has a lot of flit. I mean, he was itemizing everything that he was processing, everything to keep himself in the now.
Sure.
You know, I mean, so I just, he did it so automatically, he wasn't even aware of it.
He was very good at paying attention to his senses, his five senses.
Oh, yeah. And well, that's the start of it.
Processing the world that way.
Yeah. And often when we get a client who is talking about the past so much and worried about the future so much, we do simple exercises like, you know, What are you hearing right now? 212-757-5555. We have William on the line.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. We're doing good today. How are
you?
Oh,
my God. This is amazing. this is like, I'm so nervous. I can't believe it. My heart is pounding.
Take a breath. Slow down.
Yeah.
We will make time for you. Go ahead.
I miss Armand so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
I went up there probably for three and a half years on and off, mm-hmm. and mostly on.
Yeah.
I donated, you know, to a fundraiser for WBAI, and I went up and had a meeting with him.
Yeah.
And that was interesting, you know, hearing his voice for so long, and then here
right.
he is, you know.
Isn't that
wow.
fascinating?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I had this meeting, and I sat and talked for a long time, 45 minutes, something like that. And he
sure.
said all this stuff, and I didn't know where I was going and what I was doing and mm. who I was. And he goes, man, you're right on track. You are just right on track.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see somebody that had, I think Charlotte was her name. She
Charlotte
did
Saunders.
Like
yeah.
emotional release anger work and
right.
all that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Well, she's on vacation right now. But, you know, we have somebody else here on the staff that I think you might be able to work with. And if it doesn't work out, you know, it's okay. You can come back when Charlotte gets back. And I went in to see Rivka Zeller.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I'm like, she hasn't been there now in a long time, you know. So
yeah.
I sat with her and I walked out. I go, you know, she's so soft and quiet and, you know, very still, a lot of stillness, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, walked out. Oh, this is not going to work.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, you know. It's like,
Charlotte, he used to call Charlotte the Master Blaster.
The Master Blaster, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
yeah, they're quite different energies. I work with Charlotte. Oh. I work with Charlotte for a while. So
yeah, yeah. So and I came back the next week and I saw Rivka again and I walked out and went, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah,
just went through me like a hot knife through butter.
Is that right?
Whoa!
Wow.
That was really good. By the third time I went up there, I mean, and she had so many tricks that she pulled out so many different things
right.
with me that I just like, man, I was so shifted from
wow.
having the sessions with her. I ended up doing holotropic breath work.
Oh, sure. Stan Grass work. Yeah.
Three times. Oh, my God. That was... I mean, you talk about an altered state of being when
indeed.
I was from those sessions.
Listen, just one word on the voice. Tell us about that because we have lots of callers and we appreciate
yeah,
your experience.
The voice was, you know, it was like hearing, for me, it was like very a loving father kind of a voice,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
masterful, mm. present, really listening, compassionate.
Yeah.
And understanding and wanting to help guide you through, you know,
yeah.
things that were going on. It just still,
yeah.
when I hear his voice sometimes, you know, you put something on and I end up crying,
yeah.
you know, because
yeah.
just had such, even now,
yeah,
such a beautiful effect, you
yeah,
know. And then
I'm so happy for you for that.
I always knew what was going on with people. Ah, you're a singer. You know, did you ever think about getting a dog?
Right. I remember once when before I ever met him, I heard him talking to a listener on the air who was in distress, and he out of nowhere, he said, "Do you have a dog?"
Yeah.
And it was just like, of course she had a dog. He knew that
yeah.
she got her comfort from a dog, but you know, he had this uncanny way of tuning in.
He
to exactly
did,
what
indeed.
You
needed. It
and
was
I think,
you know, I miss greatly, but
yeah.
just you know, I spent so much time up there. Even when I got divorced after years, you know, like 10 years later.
Right.
I ended up going back up there
oh, good. Good.
With
yeah.
with my ex-wife
uh-huh.
to, you know, I said, look, we've been together for a long time. I don't want to walk away and say, you know, we were never able to communicate. We never
right.
this, that. Let's learn how to do that.
Good for you.
And, you know, came back up and did some more work.
Fantastic.
You know?
Proactive.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of therapy.
Really fantastic. I'm so glad that this show kept going and you guys are really holding it down and,
thanks.
Like, beautiful, man.
We're working on a voice, though. So
yeah.
keep supporting BAI.
You got it. Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I'm a buddy. I've been supporting WBAI forever. I love that station. I tell everybody to listen to WBAI.
Thanks so much. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you so much. You bet, William. Be well.
Beautiful
and
day.
And check out thepositivemind.com to get that voice in your life.
Yeah. Blessings. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, William. And you can become a WBAI buddy like William by going to give2wbai.org. We're going to go ahead and take a short musical break. We'll be back after this with more of your calls. The number to call, 212-757-5555, as we remember Armand DeMille 3 years after his death. Back after this.
Into such a group. Any group that you belong to will create pain, because some part of that group will eventually go away.
Listening to the sounds of Henri Dikongé, one of Armand's favorites. Thought we'd hit you with a classic popular favorite here on The Positive Mind as we remember Armand DeMille 3 years after his death. We're taking your calls at 212-757-5555 if you'd like to share memories, thoughts, or feelings about Armand and what he meant to you, how he may have affected your life. We have Lisa on the line. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I miss Armand, and I'm so glad Russell had the courage to stay, put his voice on.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're doing it, and I think we should do it more often, sort of leasing into whatever program that you have, because you said there's so many things that are relevant.
Yes.
So today, the thing I remember most about Armand is he was just incredibly in tune with everyone. It didn't take him long to pinpoint what was going on with the person he was speaking to. And then he would analyze things in such a simplistic manner, and not use a lot of, you know, psycho jumbo mumbo jargon. And I just loved him. He was so in tune with everything, and he loved Haiti, and I'm Haitian.
Fantastic. What about the voice? Tell us how his voice touched you.
His voice is very soothing. His voice is, there's nothing like it. But I think part of the thing with his voice is he just would have this calm way of reaching in and touching what it is that you're struggling with. And he would just, you know, say something and it would just click and unlock it for you.
Yeah.
That's how his voice works. I love him.
Yeah. Well, Lisa,
and thank you to you guys for continuing his legacy and doing such a fine job at it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Keep calling us. Yeah. We have a lot of calls today, so we're going to take another one. But thank you for calling, Lisa.
Yes.
Merci pour l'appel. All right. Take care. 212-757-5555 is the number to call. 212-757-5555. Kevin, what would you say Armand was like as a therapist?
A genius. I mean, he could have done any kind of therapy, you know, but he went right to it with people. Like this guy, William, who called. He's like, he would listen to William for 45 minutes and then say to him, you know, William, you're right on it. So he listened in a way that he really connected with the person's essence. He wasn't sidetracked by whatever symptoms people were going through. He really tuned into the person. And he had I think it was his intuitive quality. Of course, his analytics, I mean, personality dynamics. He knew a lot about the Enneagram and Anthony Gregoric and other, you know, tricks and tools about personality dynamics. But more than anything, he liked to get as close to people as he could. I mean, and that was intuitive.
And I think Lisa really touched on it brilliantly. Armand was a fan of simplicity.
Yeah.
Not for simplicity's sake, but he didn't like to overcomplicate things. He liked to speak frankly and directly.
Yeah.
He liked to have he really sought out the simplest explanation for things, which I think it's so easy for so many of us to overthink everything.
Yeah.
Right? We overthink so much that we drive ourselves crazy.
Yeah.
And sometimes the simplest explanation really is the best. He was very good at that, very good at distilling what felt like complex, deep issues into very simple explanations that were often spot on.
Yeah, and the main question is, how far is this person from their self? You know, what is keeping this person from being here now? What worries, what depression, what anxiety, what fears, what is preventing this person from being here now? What can I do to help them get here now? So it's very simple. Very simple. How are you not in touch with your real self? We have Bruce on the line, 212-757-5555. We have lots of calls, but keep them coming. Now we have Bruce. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. I want to let you know, first of all, I missed Armand DeMille, and I was very upset when I learned of his passing. And I'm very impressed with how you guys have, taken the reins and really pulled it off. You're doing a fantastic job.
Tough act to follow, right? Big shoes to fill and a big voice, big microphone to try and fill, too. But thank you very much, Bruce.
You're doing great. Well, one of the things I really liked about his show was the structure, where he would go on initially and introduce a topic, and then he would take some time explaining it in great detail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was my teacher. You know, I work with people, and I really utilized a lot of his information to help me in my professional career. Yeah. And at the end, he would take some phone calls and talk with people, and it thrilled me when he would figure out somebody's condition and hit it on the head with just a few questions.
Yeah.
And it just was awe-inspiring.
Mm. Absolutely. He got right to the heart of people. So I get what you're saying. He would bring up a topic, flesh it out, get the experts to chime in on it, then go to the real people and really, you know, figure out where they're coming from right away on the radio, and then wrap it up in a bun and end the show. You know,
and always have a musical. He would always have a musical break, and I knew that he loved life.
Exactly. Is that what The Voice, you know, for me, The Voice was like such a buoyant, rich voice that said yes to life. Is that what you feel or felt with his voice?
Absolutely, yes. You hit it right on the head.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, look, keep giving us a call. Call us when Ben and I are on another topic, but thanks for calling.
Hey, you guys are doing great. Thank you very much.
Very well. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
212-757-5555. You know, yeah, of course, everybody loved him for his diagnostic skills. He could really take a person who was in pain, talking, calling in, and right away, you know, say, you know, do you have a brother? Are you the sixth born? You
that know? Also astonished
you
me.
Know?
How good he was at nailing that. Yeah. And you know, Bruce, we've done our best to try to maintain that same structure as far as how we do the intro, yeah. How we try to, you know, obviously it's like you said, Kevin, Armand was unique.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we've realized that, you know, while we can't be Armand, we can do as much as we can to try to replicate the structure of the show that Bruce mentioned. We
sure.
always take that musical break.
Yep.
And much of that music is directly from his library, songs that he loved.
Yeah.
Like today, what you heard. And we always go out with a song. So we've done our best to try to maintain that structure. Yeah. And it's a constant learning process, Kevin. I mean, we do a lot of research, a lot of reading.
Yep.
Reading a lot of articles, books, journals. A lot of going after trying to get big-time guests. We've had a few.
Yeah.
We've had some pretty...
We got somebody he couldn't get. We got Harville Hendrix in here.
That's right.
Twice already.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm pretty proud of that. And he would have been... happy as heck that we got Harville Hendrix on the, you know, and his new book is coming out in January. But yeah, we do try to get really great guests and mental health, Ben. I mean, Armand was all about helping people, and we're still trying to, what most people need is information. Yes, they do need relief from their symptoms. They need relief from their struggles, and we're here for that. But they also need information about loved ones. I think all of the work that he did on personality dynamics with the Enneagram and the Gregoric is, when you understand people, you can help them. They don't get to you. You don't react to them. And so when your partner, your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, your mother, your uncle, you know, your friends, you know, your teachers, everybody, when you understand them, they won't get to you. You'll be able to be present for them. So that's what all that was about.
212-757-5555 is the number to call. We have John on the line. Hi, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
About his voice.
Yeah.
He always asked for people's names, and he said them.
Yeah.
And so I have that feeling of him saying my voice, because I was lucky enough to be able to call in once, actually twice, and talk to him on the air. So,
hey, John, I just wanted to throw that out to you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And so he knew that was like a thing, you know, that you don't always understand. Like, there's little tiny things that he knew that are important, and I picked up on a lot of them, and and just the way I deal with people is kind of influenced by him, because I actually was originally heard of him back when he was actually a guest on Gary Null's show back in 1980 or something like that. And
right.
It was way back. And I was happy about that, because I got to hear him, you know, from age 15 or something. And I,
and you trusted him then too, huh?
Yeah, it's amazingly influential.
Yeah,
and I told him that. I was lucky to tell him that too, which I was you know, happy about, because you know, there's certain people who are influential during our lives, and if we're lucky enough, we could make contact with
them. Yeah, I can't tell you how many people have come to the center now and said, "Oh, I was planning to come see him within the next couple of months. Oh, I meant to come see him 5 years ago. Oh, I wanted to bring my wife, you know, two months ago." And, you know, they just couldn't believe they lost the opportunity. And then the people that did actually get to meet him, you know, would say, "I was so glad I got a chance to meet him."
Right. So, I actually was planning to meet him, but at least I got to speak with him, which is almost like me. It's meeting him. I felt like I'm, he's got that voice connected so much with you.
Yeah, he immediately got right there with you, whether it was on the phone or in person.
Yeah, he made an instant connection, a real personal, like, connection. He was very good at that.
Wow. What's the one piece that you take with you in your life now from him?
There's so many. The first thing that comes to mind, I guess, is that everyone's going through something, and I have no right to really judge their actions or reactions at the moment, no matter how annoying it is, and to take time and to, I think I may have heard this in other places, but, you know, count before you try to, you know, before you react. He was just actually speaking on the clip you played, something about reacting, and he was reacting. And we're all reacting because we're programmed subconsciously to, to do everything.
Yeah.
Which
but you don't sound
what,
like a reactor, John. You're not a nuclear reactor. You sound like a guy who's pretty disciplined about his interactions with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I try. I think that's a pretty decent goal to have. But
yeah, no, I think it's a good one item to highlight about Armand. I think you hit it on the head. That's a great one. To everybody's going through something.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It doesn't pay really to react or to judge them anyway. So,
but the funny thing is also I observe a lot, and I see what people are doing, going through, and how they react with other people and stuff like that, and it's just amazing. And I kind of like are on the sidelines laughing at all the crazy things that are going on that everybody's doing and that no one's quite conscious of.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Listen, thanks so much for the call, John. Really appreciate you calling.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. It was great to hear him on the air, even though I have access to the archive.
We're going to play another clip at the end of today's show, so keep listening.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, that's a great lesson to learn. I mean, all the Enneagram information that he put out there, it all boils down to one thing. Do not react to people. You know, it doesn't pay to react. You don't need to react. When you understand that people are whether they're perfectionists or givers or achievers or doubters or observers, challengers, peacemakers, whatever it is, that they're just trying the best they can. And there's something behind all of that behavior, all that activity that we should honor and cherish. And reacting prevents you from doing that. So 212-757-5555. We have Ken on the line. Ken, how are you today?
Great, great, great. I first heard Armand DeMille, I guess, back 95, 96.
Wow.
And the first time I heard him, he drew me right in.
You have an Armand voice, Ken. You have a really good immediate voice, if I must say. But keep going. Please tell us.
Okay, well, he had a coarseness, but yet it was soothing. It was disarming.
Right.
It was non-judgmental.
Yeah.
You know, he showed me that we beat up on ourselves every day on a daily basis, but yet he gave people a space to unwind.
Right.
It's like we're an overwhelmed watch spring, and he loosened all that tension. You know, we may not be able to keep time, but at least we were running again.
Yes. Love it. Fantastic metaphor. Ken, thanks for the call.
Can I say one other thing?
One other thing, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, the Melanie song from the 60s, Beautiful People. Well, Armand was one of those beautiful people.
He sure was. We're going to play that going out today.
I wasn't able to meet him personally, but I wish I could have felt his aura.
Yeah.
And to all of us out there who are listeners, we're all the beautiful people. Thanks to Armand.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you so much, Ken.
Ben, we got to look that up, Beautiful People.
Absolutely.
All right. 212-757-5555. We still have plenty of calls coming in, Ben. We're not going to get to them all. Are we going to play that other clip? What do you think? Should we?
I'd like to hear from a few more callers. All we have some people on hold.
Go ahead.
We'd love to hear from you. We're probably not even going to get to everyone who's on hold right now, to tell you the truth. But we are going to take everyone
we can. Is Lena coming in today? Lena, we put out a special invite to you yesterday.
We have Lorna on the line. Hello, Lorna.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Lorna.
Yes, I just wanted to bear in on all the comments today concerning Armand.
Oh, Lorna, can you just turn down the radio? That's a famous thing Armand used to say. Could you turn down your radio?
I know, but I don't. Hold on.
Oh, okay. You feel like you're right there with her, right? Going through creaky doors, little WD-40 on the door hinge.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. Hiya.
Yes.
So, tell us about it. Go ahead.
You know, Armin had this intuitiveness about him that was, I mean, it was so unique. He would be listening to somebody, and before they would even get to the second word, he would know what was wrong. It was really something else, and I really wanted to come and see him, and I'm telling you the truth. I was planning to come and see Harmon because I thought he could have helped me, and I never got a chance. Yeah. He left us before.
So I think he would say to you, Lorna, do you take care of a lot of people?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you have this giving, giving, giving spirit. I can hear it in your voice. Is that what you would want to talk to him about?
Well, there were other things that I would have wanted to have spoken to him about. As a matter of fact, probably I would make an appointment to see one of you guys because I think you all are doing a very good job at carrying on the legacy of Armin.
Thank you.
And the positive mind, I think, is a real positive force.
Thank you.
You know, for all your listeners.
Well, I would love to meet you, Lorna. You just call the office and come on in because you, to me, as Armand's voice had a certain timbre and quality to it, your voice to me has a real timbre and quality also. And you sound like a real caring person to me. So you're the kind of people we'd love to meet. So do feel free to give us a call here at the center and just come by for a visit if you like.
Okay, I will do that.
Thanks for calling. We do have a few other calls.
Okay,
but thanks
fine.
For calling today.
And thanks for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Thank
bye.
You, Lorna.
212-757-5555. Okay, Ben, let's not take any more calls.
Well, we have some people on hold, so let's see if we can get to everyone on hold.
Okay.
But
I guess we're not going to talk about the lead goose, but I guess we could let that go.
Yeah, we can leave that for another day. But the things people have been saying, I really agree with. Just his intuitiveness, his way that he was so eloquent in such a yet simple way, where he was able to break things down in a very basic way, that the way he addressed other people, the way he made people feel listened to and important, right? I think
the dimensions of the man. I mean,
I think John was saying how he would say people's name,
yes,
and just these little things that he would do that would make people feel important and respected and cared for.
Yeah. You know, he immediately invited you to the party.
Right.
You know, he immediately welcomed you into his life. He hid nothing from anybody. What you heard is what you got, and what you saw was what you got. And it was always entertaining being around him. I remember being up in his place, and he would show me the latest music that he was. Then he'd be ordering food for us, you know, and then he'd be talking psychology and different cases to me. And then he'd be talking about future plans on having musicians visit. I mean, there was always something that he was churning and talking about and bringing out.
We have a couple minutes left. I'd like to take
one more
caller. David is on the line. Hello, David.
Hello.
Yes, thank you. Armand always is open. He exemplified what the WBAI stands for, objectivity, helping people, no matter who. He would take calls. He would get to know people very quickly, size them up. He was the ultimate con artist and fraudster. He would tell people what they wanted to hear.
He was a salesman. He had to be.
He didn't know about them, even though he didn't know them.
Yeah. Well, he did have a strong intuition.
Yes, he was a con artist and a fraudster.
What was it about him that upset you, David?
Because many of the people on WBI that know people without even knowing them online, on the phone, diagnosing them and treating them and telling them what to do.
And how long did you listen to Armand for, David?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a circus, on and off for years.
Yeah. So you listened for years.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a fantastic joke. Psychologists are not allowed to do that.
So, David, let me ask you a question. Since it seemed something about it seemed to get under your skin, if it bothered you,
I think he was appreciative of it. So, what about helping people, David? I mean, do you believe that's possible in this life?
If that,
sin. There are people that believe all kind of crazy things. Look at the Trump phenomenon. It's crazy.
Yeah.
People believe what they want to believe. Yeah. They're con artists. They con themselves.
And WBAI is a voice to stop all the Trumps in the world and to put out a message for people that we're all connected and we need a more humanitarian society, and trying to bring you producers and show hosts who really want to connect and help the world and help people. So, David, we thank you for the call. You're our last caller. Ben, I really wanted to get to 7 more calls, but thank you all for calling. We will see you next week.
We'll be here tomorrow.
Lots of stuff for tomorrow. We talk about belonging. The clip we were going to play to you today was about belonging, and when somebody dies, you know, the group reshapes. And Armand did a show on that. But tomorrow we're doing a show on belonging in a big way. How's this idea, folks? World peace through soccer. See you tomorrow. Ba da 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 da